your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
All right, we are joined in studio by none other than Linda Halligan. Linda Halligan TV on Facebook. To count down the top five something. And it's ski week this week.
It is.
Which either means your kids are away or stuck with you at the house, right?
Exactly. When I moved here a couple years ago, I was like, ski week?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
What is the ski week thing? We never had that growing up.
We had a rodeo week in Tucson.
Oh, my God.
We had rodeo week.
We had pie week.
Pie week?
Pie week in Yorkshire.
I would go to both those.
I think they're just looking for whatever fits the theme of where you live for a week.
Yeah.
You get off school.
Right. Pie week.
And in theory, it's great if you can go away. I mean, most of the people I know are either in Mammoth or Utah skiing. They're in Costa Rica, maybe Hawaii. That's fantastic. But some people have to work and you can't leave in the middle of February.
Makes sense.
When I feel like we just had winter break. We've got spring break coming up next month. I mean, it's kind of a lot. So anyway, I've got a child at home, 11, and he... I was just in New York without my husband and my child, and so I'm back, and so we're not going anywhere.
So you're stuck in town.
And all his friends are gone. So what do we do for basically 9 days?
How do you entertain your child?
Yeah, when he doesn't have a sibling.
Right.
You know, that's another thing. But even if they have siblings, you know, I was just talking to Caroline in the lobby here, and she has two kids. They can hang out together, but they're like, Mom, what are we doing all week?
Right. I have an idea.
Let's hear it.
Give them a can of soup and a can opener. Oh, no. Give them a can of soup and no can opener. And just say, you know, you'll have dinner when you've, you know.
Right. Once you've figured it out, we'll go do something fun. Hopefully that'll take you through Sunday, and then it's back to school on Monday.
Absolutely.
So anyway, if you do have to stay in town, I've come up with five things that you can do with your kids in Laguna Beach.
Love it.
So yesterday I went to the Fun Zone and did all that, the ferry, rented bikes, but that's in Newport.
So we're keeping it
in Laguna, and these are all really cheap, really free, actually, a lot of them.
Okay.
Things to do. So... here we go. Basically, it's be a tourist in your own town.
Indeed.
Because even though you've lived here for a long time, maybe you've never even done some of these things.
You should tell the city of Laguna that. Be a tourist in your own town.
I think that could be a whole thing. Yeah.
Let's get a grant.
Let's do it. Be a tourist in your own town. I used to do this when I lived in LA. I grew up there, and I thought, there's so many things I've never done because you think it's for tourists.
Right.
But it's like, why not go to these museums?
Why not check these things out? Laguna Beach, be a tourist in your own town. Get the locals to use whatever facilities there are during the winter when the tourists are not here. On the way to Mobile, Alabama the other day, I sat next to a lady who said, when I said to her, I'd never been to Mobile, I said, what's Mobile like? And she said, it's not as bad as you think. So I think most places, Mobile, Alabama, it's not as bad as you think.
And Laguna Beach, be a tourist in your own town.
Taglines are important. It's branding.
They really are. And you know what? We are so fortunate. We're fortunate all year round, but the weather in February this week is just unbelievable.
It's awful.
Trust me, New York City.
I hate it.
1 degree.
I'd much rather it be 1 degree.
Oh, the air is soft and nice. The smell of lavender in the
sun.
It's gorgeous.
Last night I was watching the guy from Arizona. I was watching this new show on Sci-Fi Channel called The Expanse, and then I noticed out my window there was a sunset, and I looked out, and then I went back to The Expanse.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. We have beautiful sunsets. I will never get sick of those. All right, are we ready for number five?
Yeah, number five.
You can bring your kids to the Laguna Coast Wilderness Park. Within the Wilderness Park, there's 40 miles of trails. This is in Laguna Canyon.
Yep.
There's the Nix Nature Center, which I guess they redid recently. I've never even done this. I really want to. They have award-winning interpretive exhibits. You can go to educational programs, guided hikes. There's all these activities. You can pack a picnic lunch. Barbers Lake. Have you even heard of Barbers Lake?
Never heard of Barbers Lake.
It's Orange County's only natural lake. I had no idea.
Barbers Lake?
Who's Barbara?
Where is it? Not Barbara.
Is it part of the Laguna Coast? Barbara or Barbara? Not like Baba O'Reilly. No.
Barbara.
It is Barbara.
Yeah.
Barbara Lake. So there's a lot. The canyon hiking is always overwhelming because I never know where to park. Because there's several different places you can enter from.
Right.
But if you drive right when you get at past the 73, there's a turnoff to your left.
Yeah.
You can go there.
Yeah.
And there's another one on your way in past the 73 the other way on your right.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, I think, the two best places to enter.
Right. And it's only $3 to park all day if you park at the Nix Nature Center. There's another entrance, like you mentioned. Basically, they're $3. They're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Some are open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So just pack a lunch. Get a little backpack, lots of water, go up there and just explore. I mean, who knows what you're going to see?
Beautiful
Barbara
idea.
Barbara Lake. There is a lake. You go up to the top of the hill there, and you can, I didn't know that's what it was called, but there is a lake. There are houses along the side of it too now. So that I expect they're probably quite expensive properties, but yeah. It's a thing, isn't it?
Well, how do you drive up there?
You don't drive, you walk up there.
So you walk to your house every day?
Oh, no, how do you walk? How does one drive to one's house
yeah.
if it's on the lake? No, they're not. The lake's only on one side of the house. The other side of the house has a street.
Do you
drive up there? A street, yes, good idea. But you just send the kids to the wilderness park with a can of soup.
When it's open.
And no map.
Or you can just take your helicopter up there. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's such a weird place. Just take your helicopter up there. Go to Hawaii, Costa Rica. What kind of a place is this?
I know. It's a great place.
What's next?
All right, number four. Tour the tide pools.
Ah, yes.
I have not done this. I'm sorry to say. Hopefully a lot of people have. But, you know, our tide pools here in Laguna, they're protected by law. Did you know that there are tide pool docents actually?
There are.
Main Beach and Treasure Island. I didn't know that. You need to check, though, and see if they're there during the week. I'm not sure if they're only there on weekends.
Seen them there intermittently, but I have seen the Treasure Island Montage Beach tide pool docent before.
Very cool.
Very educational.
Yeah, and we've got Shaw's Cove, Rock Pile Beach, Crescent Bay. Go online. There's all the information you need. You can check out sea anemones, sea urchins, mussels, shore crabs. Maybe you can see some octopus.
But don't be a dick and mess with the tide pools.
Run. Can you say that word on the radio?
Don't jump into the tide pools.
No, don't. And you can't remove any life from there? Any?
I've seen the videos, and there was one guy who stabbed an octopus a couple years.
God.
Don't do that.
He stabbed an octopus?
Yeah, it was terrible.
What is wrong with people?
Don't mess with tide pools.
No. Seriously. Well, that's what I say. They're protected. You cannot take anything from there.
Wildlife down there.
Yeah.
My question at this point is, whose kids want to go to Wilderness Park and a tide pool? I mean, it sounds great for us. We'd be really into it.
Right.
Adults. But the kids... They don't want to go.
I think the kids might like the tide pool.
No.
But sometimes you have to introduce your kids to things they may not think is going to be that great. And then when they get up there, they may just
love it. You give them that can of soup and you say, you'll start to enjoy this when you're really hungry.
They might go hiking, exercise, it's hot, wham. But when you get up there, you know, I guarantee you, if they don't appreciate it now, years from now, they'll be like, you know what? That was a really cool thing.
That was great that you did that,
years
Mom.
From now.
Years from now. Maybe tomorrow they'll be like, thanks, Mom.
Top five things to do with your kids in ski week. What's number three?
In Laguna Beach. Yes. Number three. This is something I love to do. Crystal Cove State Park. You can walk the trail. You can go to lunch at Ruby's Shake Shack, which is one of my favorite places.
Now you're talking with the kids.
Yes.
If you do this, you'll get your date shake at the end of
it. Exactly. Right. You can also go to the Beachcomber, which is right there on the sand. Let's be honest. I'm always amazed. Here in Laguna Beach, Newport, you know, we're in these seaside communities. There aren't a lot of restaurants on the sand.
Yep.
You know, the Beachcomber is on the sand. I recommend going, putting your name in, and then, you know, you bring your bathing suit, spend a little time on the beach there. You have a buzzer. When it's ready, your table's ready, they buzz you, and you can go in there. But you can also walk around the historic district. I love all those old homes. There's 46 vintage rustic coastal cottages. You can stay in them. I tried a couple months ago to actually book one. You know, they book far in advance. I wasn't fortunate enough to get one, but I will keep trying.
Let me tell you the secret of that, because I've done this.
Okay.
I camped at Crystal Cove last year.
Okay.
And the camping is up on the hill. It's kind of in a parking lot. It's not quite as glamorous as I wanted it to be. I want it to be like on the sand.
Right.
The shacks are on the sand.
Yes.
But the camping is up high. It's 6 months in advance,
and
the first day of the month, you can book the entire month 6 days from now. So on March 1st, you can book all of, you know, whatever, September or whatever it is.
Right.
And we went to the Beachcomber right when it opened and got there. But as far as booking online, it books up instantly. It's like buying Rolling Stones tickets.
Yeah.
You have to click it, type in the thing. Get it, and then you've got it.
I tell you what, getting brunch there is the same sort of thing, so you need to plan in advance.
Right.
In fact, take a can of soup with you.
Back to the soup.
Because you might get into the can of soup quicker than you get into the restaurant.
Probably true.
But that's why I say bring some things. Bring some beach toys. Bring your bathing suit, because then you're fine for a couple of hours. Make sure you have a little snack before you go, because it might be a while. You know, they used to take reservations there. I don't think they do anymore.
No, I think it's just walk up.
Yeah. But it's worth it. And they have a little bar there, so maybe you don't even have the kids this week. Go get a Bloody Mary. Enjoy.
Probably get a can opener as well. I bet they'll lend you a can opener in there.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea. I love it.
What's next?
Number two. Guide your own cell phone photo and history tour. If you go to visitlagunabeach.com, they have on there 10 must-see Laguna Beach landmarks.
Okay.
And I was looking at them. Some of them I didn't even know about. I say get your kids. Now, if you do it on a weekend, you can do it on the trolley. If you do it during the week, you have to walk some, take the car. But they have things on there. I'm not going to list off all 10, but they have the second smallest church in the world.
Yep.
That's in Laguna Beach.
Yep, St. Anne's.
Yeah, so you can check that out.
I had an argument with the wife about this the other day, and I was wrong.
What did you say?
I thought it was that St. Francis by the
Sea.
Oh,
it is St. Francis. I apologize.
It is St. Francis. You're right. It is St. Francis.
Yeah, but I'm still wrong because I said it was the smallest church
there's one
in
Texas.
Second smallest.
That's a little bigger.
Second smallest church in the world.
And I believe the oldest is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm pretty sure.
That seems right.
Yeah. Yeah, that does seem right, doesn't it? But they've got the Wailing Wall. You know, Weiland did that. There's a bunch of other really cool stuff. The greeter. Eiler Larson, he became the official Laguna Beach greeter in the 1940s. So there's a couple of spots.
Right in front of. I say,
bring your cell phone and your kid. Make it kind of a scavenger hunt. You go around, you take a little selfie in front of these things. And, I mean, I think it would be fun. You got to think out of the box, guys.
I like it.
And again.
I like that, too. And I think the kids will be like, because still you're still in town. They can still do a bit of schmine in the stores, whatever they want to do. And you get to know your town. Because that's the thing about, you know, you live in a place, you don't see the tourist attractions. I like this idea.
Good.
When I lived in London, I never went to Buckingham Palace or the House of Parliament. When we went back to visit, we did all that stuff. But lived in London for 3 years, never went to Houses of Parliament.
Exactly.
Really silly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we have some great things in Laguna Beach. And, I mean, obviously the kids are learning history in school, but they're not learning so much about their local
history. The locals' history, that's right. No, this is a lovely idea. And I think you can probably convince the kids to do it.
I think so.
Tell them there's lunch in it for them.
Exactly. Go to Ruby's, go to BJ's Pizza or something like that afterwards. No problem. And you can also go see the current greeter, who I always wave to.
Michael.
I love him. He's fantastic.
He's the best.
All right. Number one. Tyler actually touched upon this.
Not the first thing I've touched upon this morning.
Let's change the subject. No, I'm just kidding.
And that's why I sit across the desk from him.
Yes, yes.
He's got one.
Every
hands.
Week, Jason moves a little farther away from Tyler. Okay, overnight camping at Crystal Cove, El Morro.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the thing. It's hard to get in there sometimes, you know, if you're in season, if it's the summer. And summer starts in March usually. I mean, the seasons change every year. But here's what I looked into, what I found. They're offering right now 40% off Sunday through Thursday at the campground and 25% off Friday and Saturday nights during the off season. And that goes in through, you know, through March 18th.
Well, nobody camps on a Wednesday. So, yeah, they need to do that somehow.
But here's the thing. So if you have to work, okay, you can get another family or whatever. Hopefully one of the parents doesn't have to work this week because they have to watch the kids. You can go book it for Thursday night, right? And even if you have to work until, so maybe you can scoot out a little early, 5 p.m. You go there, you barbecue, you pack up your stuff quickly, barbecue, s'mores by the campfire, games, ghost stories, whatever you want to do. And even if you have to work the next day, maybe you can go into work a little bit later, but then the other parent, or if you're with another family, they can stay with the kids and enjoy the beach and the campground for a few extra hours.
But it's so hard having kids, isn't it? It's so much to think about.
And these days, they want to be entertained every minute. I feel like I need to brush up on my tap dancing. I mean, seriously. But I checked yesterday. 21 sites available for Thursday.
Really?
One for Friday as of yesterday, none for Saturday. If you want to do it, Thursday would be the way.
Best thing about Crystal Cove camping is they have Wi-Fi. We watch Netflix in our tent.
No, leave the computers at home.
We opened the tent door. There was the ocean. There was Netflix. Oh man,
it's
great.
See, I say leave the phones, leave the computers at home. One night camping.
Turn on your Netflix.
Oh my gosh,
the kids.
Well, if you want to do it,
they live on their phones and
their
Walkmans.
Oh my gosh, yesterday I picked up a friend of mine and her son, right? And the four of us were driving to Newport to the Fun Zone. His friend gets in the car. They're literally both sitting in the back seat about, 5 inches away from each other. They're each on their cell phones. I said, guys, you're with your buddy, one of your best friends. Put down the phones. Let's have a conversation. And they're like, we're texting each other. Yeah. Like 5 inches apart.
That's what happened.
I hate it.
I'm not giving my kid a phone until they're 25.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
Reaching them and finding them, I like, you know, I feel a little safer. Anyway, if you guys want to camp out, reserve America online and put in sweet beach deal for the discount.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Linda Halligan counts down the top five things to do every week. Something, you got an honorable mention? You got some somethings?
Well,
you're looking at me.
If you're like Tyler and you don't like the sunshine and the nice warm weather, you can go inside to the air conditioning and watch a movie. A couple of movies coming out nationwide this weekend. Race, which is one I really want to see. It's about Jesse Owens.
Yeah, it looks good.
So that looks really good. Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night
Live.
Playing
a dramatic role.
Yeah, it's a different role for him. So I'm excited to see that. The other one I will probably pass on, but I think a lot of people might be interested. Risen with Joseph Fiennes. You know him? PG-13. It's a depiction of events surrounding Christ's missing body after his crucifixion.
Oh, yeah, that looks pretty dumb, actually.
It's not my thing.
It's a very important thing, but the movie itself looked really dumb.
Oh, really?
They really kind of made a really important historical thing look really stupid.
You know, I've watched a few documentaries on Amazon about this. I'm very fascinated by first century Christianity. So I've watched a few of these things, and now every suggestion is some dodgy thing about
you shouldn't have done that.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you mentioned documentaries real quick. Also opening this weekend, Limited, is a documentary about Twisted Sister.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah,
that is cool.
D. Snyder.
That's better.
And so that looks cool to me. I would check that out.
Linda counts down the top five something every Wednesday morning. Today we did top five things to do with your kids in Laguna and Ski Week. That'll be podcast online, Linda Halligan TV on Facebook. Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome.
See you soon. Okay. Here's a new Iggy Pop song called Gardenia.